And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we have Captain Brian Kiyohara and Lori Patella from the American Angler. We're going to have a great show talking some big fish and great fishing. So stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
This program is paid for by Let's Talk Hookup.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. This is going to be such a great show. A couple of my most favorite people in the whole fishing world are here, and it's going to be a great show. And what a great timing, man, with
Holy
this great fishing
mackerel.
Going on. This is going to be a great
really
day.
Good time. Captain Brian Hirohara, good morning.
Oh, thanks for having us. Always
and
a pleasure.
Good morning, Lori. Great to have you. Good
morning, Pete. Rick,
yeah.
Thank you.
The real brains behind the operation, right?
No.
Yeah. Brian will agree with that, right?
100%.
Yeah, for sure. So I know you've been out on the American Angler, Brian. Tell us about the fishing.
Oh, fishing's fantastic. You know, we even on our longer trips, I just got back from a six-day trip a few days ago. Hard to drive by this. You know, school-sized fish are 25 to 40 pounds, both the elephant and bluefin, the 60, 80-pound bluefin, and then those monsters out there. It's pretty tough to drive by this, even though it's, you know, 30 to 60 miles from home.
Yeah, pretty amazing for sure. And 6 days, you get a lot of fishing in on that kind of stuff.
Oh, boy, yeah, we fished for 6 days.
Yeah.
Long days.
Yeah, I can imagine for sure. And it's been busy in the office for you too, Lori, right?
It has. It's been very busy, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been... kind of funny. Everybody's got a different mindset during this unprecedented time about whether they're going to go fishing or whether they should cancel.
Right.
So everybody's got their own mindset.
Shifting around and lots of adding trips in. You know, everybody in the fleet, same deal. You know, trips that didn't go because of that, they get changed into shorter ones, and then those get full, then they go again. It's just, it's got to be a lot of shuffling on your part, I'm sure.
You know, but it's been a real experience because you're seeing people, the humanity side of people.
I'm sure.
Will call in to cancel and just say, don't worry about it, no problem. Let me send you your money back. No, keep the money. Now I'm going to send more money for next year. So
that's cool.
We're arguing back and forth. I'm trying to give them back their money, and they're trying to give more. So it's been pretty cool.
Wow, and people want to book for another trip. But here's the deal. It's like, the safety protocols that the Sport Fishing Association of California and all of the boats have done, it's safe to go out.
Top level.
I'll tell you what, Ken, and every time I come on the show, I always give accolades to SAC and, you know, all the old-timers, Don Hanson and Steve Crooks that invest time. But, you know, Ken has just done a fantastic job getting the fleet back running and stay running. You know, always the constant reminders of masking up, the importance of it and all that. And so, Without SAC, we wouldn't be fishing.
Oh, yeah. No way. Ken, sure. I 2 weeks before the reopening, I don't think Ken slept. I think he just got up in the chair.
You're right, Laurie.
He was 24/7.
Ken, just by odd chance of timing, was our first guest when we were on the air in the world headquarters, in the studio, when it was at its infancy, like, oh, my God, we're shut down for real. And, you know, the show starts at 7. Ken was in his office, I think he said, at 3:30 in the morning that morning, just trying to do. And,
oh, I believe
and that level of, you know, intensity kept all the way through, I mean, until now, really, but certainly until we got the green light to get to go fishing again.
Yeah.
So what has changed on the American Angler? I'm on a 6-day trip. How did things – what was different?
Well, we're kind of down to limited our load to 2 passengers per stateroom.
Mm-hmm.
And
very nice.
You know, other than the whole mask and just everyone's washed their hands, I think more than they have their entire lives.
Yeah, it's, no kidding.
Yeah, you go get a cup of coffee, you're sanitized. And there's just sanitizing stations all around the boat. And just, I think everyone is more conscientious about hygiene and cleanliness. And I'll tell you, the respect level that I see that people have for others, like masking up and mm-hmm. stuff in the galley, and even on deck, it's a pretty cool side of this whole pandemic to see.
Totally.
You know, people respecting other people's health and their other people's families.
Yeah, no kidding. But to be out in the fresh air, to be out on the boat, I mean, what's better than that right now? I mean, people are so pent up and so. One and then to be rewarded with this amazing fishing that we have.
Yeah, and you know, it's our opening get-togethers and stuff. It's just the ability to be out on the ocean and to fish. You know, regardless of how good or bad fishing is, it's just it gives you a different, like, wow. You know, I'm able to go out fishing, get away from it all, out of this quarantine gig, out of working at home in the office. And I'm out doing something I love to do with people around me that share the same, you know, passion for it. It's given a different perspective to the whole thing because I don't have fluorocarbon and you know what I mean? Hey, we're just glad to be here.
Yeah. Totally. And it's kind of unified the passengers, I think, too, right?
100%. You know, we've always been fortunate to have such a good customer base, you know, where everyone's family, this. You know,
that's what you pitch. That's your deal.
It's
family
true.
Atmosphere.
It is. It's the truth.
You
know, a lot of hard work to Lori. Even trips that aren't filled up, she'll go, I have the perfect person to fill the trip that would get along perfect.
That's
and
cool.
it seems
so
to mesh.
Cool. Yeah. So how does your job change in the office of the American Angler, Lori?
It's a little less social because I'm used to people coming in and hanging
sure.
out
yeah,
in the
absolutely.
Office and talking. I always take coffees on. People come up and
drink
coffee.
A
and so that's
person.
A little bit different.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was thinking about it this morning. People that we've known for so many years that have been fishing on the boat, passengers, we watch their kids grow up. We watch them retire. We watch their parents pass away. And during this, it just seems more precious when you talk to people on the phone or when you do see them. It's just, it's kind of weird when I'm signing people in with a mask and I'm taking their temperature and it's just kind of different. But it's making me appreciate people and our passengers a lot.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Speaking of great guys, your dad, Lance, mm-hmm. man, legendary guy in the business for sure. I remember Lance when he was on the show. I mean, gosh, it's got to be 25 years ago, Lori.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When was he running the boat?
So he bought the Vagabond in 78 and owned that until Wendy sold it to Mike in like the late 80s. And then he built the success with Carrie. So. Right. But right now he's fishing. He's they had a charter on the Mission Bell on Monday. Yeah, Karen sent me a picture of my dad and Nick Cates and Jim Alley all sitting around their gallery with their hats on, talking about hearing aids.
That's one that needs to go up at Mitch's.
It's
huh?
a good
a picture
one.
Like
it's
that,
a good one,
right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's pretty
before
cool.
Before that, he was Daily Double, manager of Point Loma Sport Fishing.
Yeah.
I mean, he Lance
Big
is
history.
Just a huge part of sport fishing.
Oh, yeah. And you grew up with all that.
I did.
What was that like, huh?
It was great. That's why I learned a lot from my dad.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I still love seeing him walk up the dock after the Daily Double and the Mission Bell. So.
Yeah. I see him here at Pizza Nova once in a while. Hey, Lance. Hey. Yeah, but it was great. He was one of our early guests and always very, very one of the highlights, too. He was just super knowledgeable and super super good on the radio to relate all the good stuff for the people.
Oh, he was so happy to get fishing again. I think
yeah,
it was really hard for him during this lockdown. Yeah,
yeah, for sure. For all of us, right? Yeah, we're all glad to get out fishing. Yeah. So, Brian, how did you guys meet? How did you hook up with this legendary daughter of a legendary person, right?
Well, when I was building my skiff 30 years ago, my lobster skiff, she worked for Wally at Point Loma Electronics. Just here at Shelter Island. So she was involved with the commercial fishing and sport fishing side of it because that was the place you needed the VHF radio for, that's like, say, your skiff. That's where you went. You went to go see Lori.
Yeah.
And I also was working for Frank back then on the RP. Sam was on the Rebel, owned the Rebel back then in the mid to late 80s. And so in the off season, Sam used to spend a lot of time with us on the Royal Polaris. You know, we had 8 or 9 17-day trips, a 23-day trip every year. And so we got to spend a lot of time together. And when I left the Royal Polaris, I was out lobster fishing. Sam was at the dock. I'm like, hey, there's Sam. And he's there, hey, cousin, there. What's up, Sam? You need a few lobsters for your dad? He's there. No, let's buy the Pacific Queen. I'm there. Oh, okay. Let me ask my wife. You know, and so the whole partnership started.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. That's pretty awesome. And then, when did you buy the American Angler?
Pacific Queen was 97 to 2002, and we were in the throes of massive maintenance. And me and Sam, we spent way too much money every year during maintenance because we both like to do it. We had new propellers ordered, $7,000, I remember. We were refiberglassing the stacks, and Bill walks down the dock. Boys, what are you doing tomorrow? It's like, well, we're going to be here, you know, doing boards. I need you to go look at the American Angler tomorrow. Bring the flashlight.
Just yes, Bill Poole.
Yeah, yes, sir, Bill. We'll be there. And so we walked down to the American Angler, and back then Danny used to run the boat May through October-ish, November. Mm-hmm. So it was like the old lady in Pasadena's car. It was always in the garage.
Okay.
And so we walked down there, and the boat was beautiful. All the compartments were beautiful. And Bill was like, well, what do you boys think? And I'm there, well, what do you mean? Well,
in your mind, you're going down there to maybe look at a maintenance thing with him. Like, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, because at the time, you know, we were doing good on the Queen, and Nick was selling the new Lowan. It's like, boy, we're going to buy that new Lowan, and we're going to own the Pacific Queen, the new Lowan, find another operator. You know, we had big plans, you know. And then Bill's there, all right, you boys, I want you boys to buy this boat. Okay, let me ask my wife, you know. And like, so February of 2002, we sold the Pacific Queen to Bill Cavanaugh, and for about 10 minutes, we have this check for, you know, a lot of money. Me and Sam, to our names, we're there. What do you think? Do we just leave town
just
and just like,
show.
Yeah, go on a bender, or, you know? And so we went. We drove 2 blocks down to the next bank and put it as a down payment for the American Angler.
Oh, that's cool.
2002. Here we are.
That's awesome.
Wow. What a great story.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and no regrets? Did you wish you would have bought the new O-N instead of Marcus?
You know, it's right afterwards that the open party fleet fell in pretty tough times. It was tough fishing and stuff. So we were very glad to, have the American Angler. And then Sam worked for a long time for Don Sansom on the 105. I spent 10 years, pretty much all my 20s. Working for Frank on that Royal Polaris for 10 years of my life. So, you know, the whole long range thing was part of us, you know, and we knew all the spots, we knew where to fish, and it's just, that's what was natural to us. The Pacific Queen brought out the competitive level where every night 35 boats had people and bait and everyone was skunked, and our competitive nature obviously took the best of us. We're going to go out and we're going to win every day, no matter what.
Yeah.
And so that was good. But, you know, having the freedom of multiple days. Oh, it's tough fishing, guys. Let's make a move, change area, zip codes, and do something else. Yeah. It was just, you know, at times the local fishing became Groundhog Day. But, you know, the American Angler, the next day we're throwing the surface iron for yellows. The next day we're, you know, catching bluefin. The next day we're doing this. So it's kept us all in the game.
Yeah.
Long range is so unique in that, like you say, you could make a 60-mile, you could make a 100-mile move if you need to, and it's all good. And if that's going to provide great fishing for a couple of days, why not? There you go.
Entertainers by trade.
Yeah, totally.
And what an amazing vessel the American Angler is. Danny Sampson took such impeccable care of that boat, and you guys have taken it to the next level.
It's pretty user friendly, you know. All the systems on it are real simple. You know, it's the kids do a great job at maintaining and keeping the boat clean, and it's Lori in the office, you know, having an owner operator in the office answering the phones.
Yeah.
To, you know, me and Ray, both owners, you know, at behind the wheel, it's pretty
awesome.
It's really nice.
Yeah, it's nice, really nice program. It. Yeah, you're smiling all. You're always smiling though, Lori. Yeah,
I love
it's
it.
A good, yeah, it's a great business. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about here with Lori and Brian here talking fishing on a great summer day.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. We're going to have a lot of fun. So many cool stories and so much great fishing info out there. We want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Not only are we going to be talking fishing, talking the angler, having a great time this morning, we are also giving away such a killer prize for one lucky caller at the end of today's show, a brand new handmade Anza fillet knife, courtesy of our good friends over at Anza Knives. I mean, just the absolute highest quality in the world when it comes to a fillet knife. I mean, it's a tool that you'll have virtually for the rest of your life, and a really, really cool thing to get to give away. Really excited, and what a great couple of great fun guests to have again this morning with Lori and Bri. If you want to give us a call, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Cedros Island, you've heard of it. Your buddies have gone, but you don't know if it's for you. Yeah, it sounds cool, fishing from pongas and hanging out with a bunch of people at a lodge. But you like your own space. You enjoy some soul time. You want to be part of the community and enjoy the people while you're on your trip. And you want an owner-guided experience so you can explore the whole fishery and all it has to offer. This is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. I'll greet you when you arrive at Cedros, host you the entire time of your stay, and join you daily.
for epic fishing experiences the way I fish Cedros, the surrounding islands, and the Baja Coast. Myself and my crew will immerse you in the Cedros Island culture and community so you can experience life on Cedros the way we live it. If you're looking for a more personal-style trip with a smaller group and a laid-back atmosphere, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Give me a call at 760-412-2507 or visit our website, cedroskayakfishing.com. Let's get you down to Cedros.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out. Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking American Angler. Again, it's going to be a very busy morning on the phone. Just one line still available if you want it. That's 833-288-0973.
Indeed. And we have Brian Laurie from the American Angler talking some great history there, too. I mean, Bill Poole, man. What you bring up Bill Poole and you're talking about that guy. That voice, man. I know what he did for me in my life, and I know he did a lot for you guys too, right?
I'll tell you, it's like Bill and especially Frank. You know, it's
yeah.
Not only myself, Sam, and Lori, and I don't know, 20 or 30 other captains and owner operators, pretty much owe it to Frank. You know, yeah. You hear all these different, oh, Frank this, Frank that, but it's what it comes down to. Without Frank's heart and generosity, The fleet wouldn't be here.
Everything associated with Southern California, San Diego sport fishing wouldn't be here.
Absolutely.
This show, yeah.
You know, when me and Sam, who would give a couple of 28-year-old kids a loan for $300,000 back then? Can I borrow $300,000, sir? It's like, well, what are you boys going to do with it? I'm going to buy a fishing boat.
Yeah, right.
There's the door.
Yeah.
And so... With Frank and Paul enabling that, not only for us, but for many other people down here, it's we wouldn't be here. No doubt
about it. Yeah, we owe a lot.
Legends.
We owe a lot to both those guys, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Well, hey, phones are packed. They want to talk to you, so let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, man. Why don't we start it off this morning with Don. He's calling us from Woodland Hills. Don, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Lori, questions for you, since you're really the voice of the operation, what are some of the challenges that you face in taking reservations with the group?
Are you talking about during this time or just in general?
Just in general. I think everybody realizes that this has added a whole level of intensity with the virus situation, and we do appreciate what you do and keeping us going out in the water.
Sure. You know, I mean, every phone call is different. Everybody's personality is different. And so it'll make a difference if somebody's calling in for the first time and they've not done a trip before more than a half day and they're trying to book an 8-day. Well, let's talk about this for a little bit before you jump in and book an 8-day. I mean, just making sure people are comfortable with what they're doing. Where I'm fortunate is when they book the trip, everything that I tell them, I know I can follow up with, because Brian and Ray and the crew will absolutely be fantastic to him. So I have no problem saying the guys are going to take care of you, this is going to be great, because I know it will be. And not everybody's that fortunate to be able to say those things and make sure it's true. As far as reservations go, it's just, you know, one at a time. And I think probably the hardest thing is thinking about staterooms and thinking, I've laid awake at night thinking,
sure.
Oh, God, he drinks, he doesn't drink. Oh, he's a smoker. Oh, that's not going to work out. And that is the one thing that I worry about, is people in staterooms together.
Where to put staterooms and where they're going to put their tackle box, right?
You know, the tackle box thing, on certain trips it is bad, but overall, you know, we stress everyone trying to get along with each other and respect that whole thing.
It works out.
And now tackle boxes have shrunk.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, those Royal Polaris days. Everyone just used to bring these huge tackle boxes, and everybody had an army duffel bag full of 5 pound spools of monofilament.
Mm-hmm.
You had to.
Yeah.
So that it was just a disaster back then. So now everyone's kind of streamlining and, you know, Ricky at the shop and the guys and the show, everyone kind of knows what to bring and just streamlines it.
I remember working at the tackle store. I started in the mid-90s. And first off, in those days, like, guys would sleep, like, in shifts the night before the trip went. Like, if the Royal Polaris was leaving on a Thursday, on Wednesday afternoon, guys would start, like, lining their stuff up behind the stairs. And, like, they'd get one hotel room at the Dolphin, and, like, you know, every couple hours one guy would relieve his buddy.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, they'd get their line started the day before. And then, like you say, I mean, it would be one guy to a dock cart, you know, with just stuff. Like, a tackle box, it was just absurd. I mean, absurd. Like,
yeah.
Literally take multiple guys.
Are you going
to
for,
carry
like,
it
6 months
stairs,
or what?
You know?
Yeah.
And even if it was on a short trip, well, this is just my long-range box. You know, I also do an 18-day, and I'm going on a 5-day, but this is what I got, and this is where all my stuff's at, and it was wild.
That's funny.
That was wild.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that's changed.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
sure
yeah.
you are, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So, Lori, when somebody calls, and I'm sure you've had this question before, and they say, well, I'm not sure I'm ready for a 6-day trip on the American Angler. What would be your response to that?
Well, it depends. I mean, I was fortunate enough to be able to work on sport boats and work on the Vagabond.
Sure.
And be on boats, so I could ask the basic questions about, have you spent time on the water? Do you know if you're seaworthy? Do you get seasick? I mean, just what have you fished? What have you done? What have you got for gear? Just the basic questions to kind of figure out where they're at.
Sure, yeah. But, I mean, if somebody's only been, is comfortable on the water and they've only been on a one-day trip or a half-day trip, are they ready for a trip on the American Angler?
Everybody's different, you know, and you
yeah.
can just tell by talking to them. I don't get those phone calls too much because people basically already know they want to go fishing,
sure.
but I love those phone calls.
Yeah.
I love getting to,
oh, yeah.
you know, see where they're at and what they
yeah. What's your thought on that, Brian?
Over the years, we've had a lot of first-timers just all of a sudden their bucket list is a 10-day trip
yeah.
come out. And A, they like to fish. They may not be comfortable with our style of fishing, but they do fine. They do fine. I've seen guys come out and their first trip be a long trip, especially green bass fishermen.
Sure.
They
yeah.
have the touch. You know,
yeah.
they have the feel. They have the touch. If you have that fishing love and passion, and a 10-day trip's your first trip, if you're not seasick, don't get seasick, come on out.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I'll take it at another level, too, is the crew that you guys have are so good with people. It just, there is not a skill level that wouldn't have a good time in the boat. I mean, even if they don't, you know, even if they're a guest of somebody who has been all the time and it's a first time going, like, I just see, like, the care that the crew that you guys have takes with people. And I know that every crew out there does a very good job, but there's no doubt that you guys take it to me. I think another level. Like the
so
care,
proud of
it, it's the truth.
You
I mean,
should
your
be,
guys
yeah.
are so good with people. They're people first, and then they're really good fishing people after that.
And that's the thing to me, going on a long range trip, whether you're a half day fisherman or a green bass fisherman. To me, you're going to get such an education, such a better education on a boat like the American Angler than you would going on any other boat. And you're going to be hooked. You're going to be like, this is what I want to do. This is like, I love long-range fishing.
Learning how to ski a half-day session at Snow Summit.
Yeah.
Or you're going to stay for a week up in Mammoth. Totally.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
you,
a good point.
Yeah, you get off
that's
the hill at Mammoth,
point.
You're more comfortable and you're more accomplished.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no then the question. Next one is smooth as, say, you know, you just, yeah, you retain so much of it. It is the best education in the world being on the deck of the boat.
No question. Thanks for getting us started. Appreciate the call. That does free up. 833-288-0973. You want to get through, there's your shot.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Michael. He's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Hey, Michael, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Actually, in North Carolina.
Hey, all right.
It's hot. It's miserable. I told my wife, let's rent a car, because we're just outside of Charlotte. So I haven't seen the ocean yet. I said, look, we need to rent a car and go down there. I want to see the ocean. I know a couple weeks back they had a tuna tournament down here. Michael Jordan entered the tournament with his couple of his guys. And they did real, real well on the tuna. So I want to see how things are there. I can't wait to get back to San Diego. And
how is that tuna fishing, Brian?
It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
It's a mix of, is it mostly bluefin or yellowfin?
Oh, there's more and more yellowfin showing up all
oh,
the time.
Yeah.
And it's not your standard school size yellowfin. There's a lot of 25 to 40 pounders. And every day it seems like there's these 55 pounders.
That's crazy.
And just all these, like, Guadalupe-grade yellowfin showing up. And so
Guadalupe-grade yellowfin.
It's,
wow.
Yeah, it's good grade. The last few years, we've been seeing this volume of fish. It's just this year, it seems like they're biting a little bit.
That's great.
Yeah, that's a good thing. What's the trick, though? What's the trick to getting these fish to bite?
You know, when it's touchy, I still see, even though we have good half-size sardines, I still see people using light line and small hooks. You know, especially for those 25 to 40 pounders, it's got to touch fish. It's just, when we say they're biting, it's not brown on the corner like out of the old
right.
albacore days. It's you still have to fish for them. So.
Right.
That's been a big thing we've seen this year in the tackle shop is the amount of, so last year we had a lot of real small bait where no matter what, you had to fish a hook that was probably smaller than you wanted to hook a fish on. I mean, that's just it's how it was the bait was. That's just what we had last year. But I think so many big fish got caught on hooks that were smaller than ideal. Whether it's a confidence level that was raised or a hey, you know, we can do this regardless. Like we see, you know, even if the bait now is a plenty appropriate enough to carry a 2-0 or a 1-0 type hook, we still the majority of what's moving out of the store is number twos and number ones and 1-0s. Like everything this year has been smaller, even when not necessary for bait size. But let's face it, I mean, a smaller hook is always going to make your bait swim better. That's just a matter of size and weight and physicality. Obviously, the hook still has to be enough to land the fish that you hook with it. But a lot of smaller stuff going out this
and a
year.
Lot of that's kudos to the real manufacturers. It's their drag systems are smooth as silk now, whereas you know, in the Squitter 146 days, it'd be sticky, and you'd pull those small hooks. And, you know, because the tackle advancements now, it's making it possible.
Yeah.
So, Rick, in this fishing right now, this 30-mile fishing, and people are calling me and asking me about hook size. Are we talking small and big, ones and twos and one-aughts and two-aughts? What do I say to them?
I always tell a guy, which, I mean, and I try to be, I always try to be extremely respectful to anyone's budget. Like, I would never just say, oh, I bring everything, but I think that it requires a couple of different things, and if you're trying, and hopefully you get on a trip where they are brown in the corner, it doesn't matter, but always be prepared for it if it's not. And I tell a guy that if you're going to be fly lining for the middle-sized tuna we're catching right now, that's when it has been a little more touchy to get a bite on a fly line, and having a little bit smaller hook probably makes a difference. And I would take like some number twos or some number one type circle hooks. And then there's been a lot of bites to be had on rubber-banded torpedo sinker-type rigs. And usually that rig, it's not nearly as touchy. You know, you don't have to worry about the bait swimming as natural and good as possible. And then you can get away with a bigger hook. So no, a lot of times no reason to fish a small one there. Let's put a big hook on there so when you do get a bite, you got the confidence.
Got
him. That makes sense.
Good, yeah.
3-0s, 4-0s.
Yeah, I was always taught, you know, big hooks and big line are what put fish on the boat no matter what. You know, if you got a bigger barb and heavier line, you can make all kinds of mistakes and still not pay the price, and the fish comes on board. But when everything is scaled down and you're fishing 25-pound and number two, one mistake could make it go away. You could pull the hook or you could get zipped off. But if you have that fish on 60-pound and a 3-0, you can get into tangles. Brian can grab your rod, get you out of a bunch of tangles, and get you around the boat. And you got rubbed on the side a little bit. And the heavier the line and the bigger hook, all of those things that just happen in fishing, you don't pay the price nearly as much.
There you go. Hey, nice to hear from you, Michael. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, that's the thing is that, you know, you want to be prepared. And so you get a lot of tackle questions in the office, right?
I do, and these guys are great. I can WhatsApp them on the boat. They'll WhatsApp cool. me way, back.
Because it changes, right?
Every day. Sure. In fact, people start hitting me up a week before the trip. I said, let's wait till the day before because Brian and Ray are going to tell me something different. And the crew. The crew's great about telling me what they need.
What a luxury that is. You know what I mean? To be able to talk to Lori and get what's happening on the boat, not what you read on an article that somebody else wrote from a year ago. I mean, you get to...
Because of them.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You get the info today.
Communication is
huge.
Yeah.
We talk all day, every day.
As I was pulling in the parking lot, Ray was sliding into a kelp that had a ball of yellowtail pushing on it. It's just, all right, I'll see you later.
Yeah. So... What's the sinker rig deal? What's the story on that, Brian? I know a lot of guys have been talking, oh, we caught them on the sinker rig.
It's a lot of that sinker fishing's been for that mid-grade, 60 to 80-pound grade fish. And also when we go out at the end of the long trips, that's why the longer trips, too, are kind of nice because we could dedicate a day or two fishing for a trophy.
Yeah.
It seems like that big line, that 80-pound line, and stuff, that sinker rig helps the guys get in the zone, where to fly line a sardine, it's tough, a lot tougher. So it's just down in the water column. The bigger the fish, whether it be yellowfin tuna or bluefin tuna, the deeper in the water column they are. If I'm metering bluefin at 10 to 15 fathoms, they're pretty much, you know, 15 to 25 pounders. But when you start marking them down, they're 30 fathoms, 60 fathoms, they're all... Better grade
that's
fish.
Bigger fish.
Yeah, they're bigger fish.
Yeah,
deeper in the water column, the bigger the fish.
Bigger the, and they're still going to bite.
You know, it's even a lot of times, even though they're metering it at 60 fathoms, you'll see them blown out right next to the boat.
Wow.
It's just that's their gig. When I was younger on the Royal, we used to swim all the time. And I would watch these yellowfin tuna. You know, you're marking them down there at 40 fathoms. Or, oh, I got to go down to 40. You'd watch them come out from out of the depth, boil on a bait, and boom, swim right back down.
That's cool.
That's their comfort zone.
They make their living eating sardines. They're real good at it. And
oh, yeah.
Think about how long it takes them to cover that distance. It's just a couple of kicks of the tail, and they're on the surface.
At their most least active state, a tuna has to swim one body length per second in order to survive at their most least active state.
Wow.
So the 300-pounder that you caught, Rick, is 6 feet long. So when they're in non-feeding mode, non-active mode, that fish is covering 6 foot per second.
That's wild.
So
wow.
You think,
at least active.
Yeah, you think when they're fired up and eating, it's just...
nothing.
They could cover some ground.
Yeah.
I mean, if they see what they want 200 feet away, boom, they got it.
Got it.
Yeah, for sure. You know, let's make a comment about the Everingham brothers and the bait. I went fishing Thursday. I waited in a very long line, which kudos to the Everingham brothers for making it very rapid. I mean, there was when I got in line at, I don't know, 6:15, there were 17 boats in front of me.
Oh my gosh.
And it only took 45 minutes to get bait, which doesn't seem that bad as fast as they were scooping. So hats off to the guys at the barge for doing that. But the load, and I thought, oh, boy, the bait's going to be fresh, right? That was one of the best load of baits I've had in a long time. Stayed, didn't lose one bait.
You know, for us, as far as sport fishing boats, we've had a pretty good rapport with the captains over the last 30, 35 years. We've actually had Jim Lilly and all these legendary Joe Machados not only work for us, fish with us, but work for us. And so even till today, I'm pretty close with a lot of the captains. And as modern technologies have improved, they've gone with it. You know,
yeah,
the plotters, the sonars. You know, a lot of times, you know, all the snags down the beach, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, we can't sit here and this and that. But now they have the whole beach marked. Red X's where they've snagged, green X's where they could catch it. So a lot of times that sardine and anchovies, you know, related around hard bottom. And in the old days, they might not risk setting the net.
Sure.
But now they have everything mapped out and plotted out that, you know, when this fish goes this way and the current's going that way, they're setting right up against snags and hard bottom. These guys that drive these boats, like Sack, are the unsung heroes.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's why we always try and throw kudos out
behind
the
scene. You know,
the
Joey Neves and these guys. These kids are fantastic fishermen,
they're doing it every day and
every night. I mean,
and every night.
Yeah. When those guys are turning and burning, I mean, it's the boats in and it unloads and it's right back out to catch more again. And
yeah.
Then those guys. I remember when Buck was on the show. It was quite a while ago, and they were looking for a couple of extra people, and that was one thing he said: if you really like fishing and don't and don't have a problem not having a day off for 6 months, this is the right gig for you.
Yeah, indeed. No, they do a fantastic job, and that's why I wanted to throw that out to those guys, because they're working hard right now to keep up with the volume of not only private boats but the long range boats and the local boats, half day boats, everything.
I'm very guilty of it, but think about that caller earlier, Michael from El Cajon, was talking about tuna fishing in North Carolina. Like, nowhere else in the world, when you want live bait, do you just get to drive up to a place and fork over a couple of $20 bills and drive away with the most premium bait possible. And everywhere else in the world, you have to either buy a live bait that somebody caught with a net by the individual, you're buying several dollars per single bait, or more, way more common. You have to go catch it. You have to commit half of your day, and if the bait's not biting, maybe you commit three quarters of your day or all day to just try and catch enough to fish with. And here, no matter what, you wake up on a Saturday in August or a Thursday in December, you're going to drive up to that barge, and for a few bucks, you're going to get the most premium bait that is available to have.
It's, yeah.
We just forget because
it's there every time.
You know, Pete, you bring up Irvingham. A fact that most people don't know is that the Irvingham Bait Company, Buck's dad, and the people that work there, they've developed kind of a patented way to load bait once they catch it in the net, where they're not scooping it out of the net. They're flooding their wells with it. So the quality,
they're almost like sinking the boat.
They're sinking the boat, and it's kind of a secret and this and that, but it's been the secret to the success of the San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet.
Sure.
is the advancements in technology and how to do it and constantly improving. It's like the guys at the bait company, they're definitely the unsung heroes.
The quality of what they're producing is unbelievable. And I mentioned, too, if you're on your own skiff, be sure you take care of those guys scooping the bait. You know, give them some extra money. I mean, they work their tails off.
Yeah,
so
no,
I know bait's not cheap, but save some extra bucks for those guys for a tip, for sure.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here. We've got more of your phone calls. We've got catch reports coming up. All kinds of great info. If you want to get through, we want to hear from you. 833-288-0973. Lots more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, we're talking about bluefin tuna from 25 to 300 pounds. What are you going to put on those things?
I mean, Talica is just the reel that was created for that scenario.
Yeah.
When you're leaving on a trip and you don't know if the fish you're going to catch are 25 to 40 pounds or your next bait might be a 145-pounder, having the power and torque but still the free spool to cast that sardine is everything. And Talica 12 is where it's at, a reel that fits in your hand and easy to fish with and perfect for your 50-pounder. But if you hook a 120-pounder, you've still got the guts and you're still in the driver's
seat.
No
question about it. And if Talica's out of your budget, Speedmaster is a great, great lesser expensive alternative to Talica. It's not a Talica, but it's really a great reel.
Very easy on the pocketbook, easier for us to afford, well under $300, and still all the great free spool power and torque to catch a big one. It's a great choice.
Talikon Speedmaster at your local Shimano dealer. Check it out.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning talking the American Angler and talking lots of fun. Again, if you want to get through, it's 833-288-0973. We got our buddy Scott Sherman's on the line right now. What's up, Sherm?
Good morning, Sherm.
Hey, buddy. Morning, guys. Another good show.
Hey, having fun.
Quick question. Yeah, quick question for you. You're talking about the sinker rig. When putting the sinker rig out, how do you determine what size weight to use for the conditions that you're in, you know?
Brian?
A lot of it's wind, how fast the boat's drifting, Scott. It's unfortunately, it seems like whenever I drive, it's really windy. So we have to use heavier sinkers. That's when we're, you know, 10, 12-ounce sinkers
really?
A lot of times.
Wow,
but
go that big.
You know, when it's not drifting that fast and there's not a whole lot of wind, I've watched these guys with these 2-ounce egg sinkers do extremely well. So not even
a rubber banded torpedo.
The guys have been using the egg sinkers as well. The lighter ones, the 2-ouncers. But It seems like anything 6 ounces or more, it's been torpedo sinkers. But wind condition, I think, is a big part of it.
All right. Yeah.
Is there like a certain angle you want your line there, or you'd have to keep letting line out to try and keep in that certain zone depending on the drift? Because that's always been my issue, is the wind, and then trying to figure out how to keep it down where it's supposed to be.
You know, Scott, it's you're such a great councilman because of the hard work you put into it. That hard work does not stop when you get on the boat. And so it's how hard you work at it. So I tell the people, bomb it down 100, 120 feet, then let it out in small increments. And once you feel like the angle's starting to scope out, wind in super slow, free spool it, wind back super slow. And after a while, once you're getting way scoped out where it's ridiculous, it's easy to put your hands on, elbows on the rail and just go with it, but wind it in and change your bait. And it's just hard work and persistence pays off with that sinker rig.
Yeah.
Hook placement in the bait make a difference when you're sinker rig fishing?
You know, not having doing it myself, mm-hmm. You know, I'm always at the bridge walking back and forth stressing about it. So I just tell the guys to nose hook it, mm-hmm. whether they're going through the mouth, up through the nose. I mean, you're more a technician than I am. What do you think?
Same. I just think somewhere forward, you know, somewhere where...
Sideways through the nose on a sardine?
Sideways through the nose or...
Yeah, I like to go from the bottom. If I'm I doubt that it makes any difference, but if I'm sinker rigging, I like to go from the bottom jaw up through the top. I doubt that it makes a bit of difference in the world, but... I've seen so many bites, just exactly like Brian was saying, when you're winding that thing back to the boat slow. Put your reel into low gear so you're not winding it too fast, because, you know, same deal. You know that in your mind, if you're winding in, well, that bait's over. Well, some of the most productive times to get a bite are that thing winding back up through the water column. So put your reel into low gear so you don't just force yourself to fly that thing home and just swim back through. And I think it looks a little better, and it doesn't get blown out so bad when you're...
Yeah,
when
not, you're not as easy to pick off the hook.
Yeah, and just, you know, I mean, you're just leading him by the tip of the nose. He's just he's just swimming your direction coming back.
I like it. Sounds good. Here you go, Sherm. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate it. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, totally. How about we jump right back into the phones, talk to Doug. Doug's calling us from Montebello this morning. Hi, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, that's for Lori. What's the policy on getting a refund if your trip gets canceled or you're afraid of a CV-19 or whatever?
So that's a good question, Doug. So Brian and Ray and I sat down when this whole thing started, and we just agreed from the get-go that it's going to be people before money this year. So if anybody's uncomfortable, we are not withholding any funds. If anybody doesn't feel good before the trip, absolutely full refund. There's a lot of people that are uncomfortable, but there's a lot of people that want to go fishing. And so this year we're just, you know, it's more about the people.
You guys are rad. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's
so
really nice.
That,
so
what a great
question.
Policy
so
you put forward. That's cool.
But in normal years, you might recommend somebody to buy trip insurance, right?
That's true. That's true. And, you know, we're pretty good about staying in communication with people. So if somebody's going to cancel, I rarely get a phone call last minute. I just can't go. That just doesn't really happen very often.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Who doesn't want to go, man, right now? Like, it's so good. Yeah, just to get away and get out and enjoy the fresh air and catch some fish.
Yeah.
Good time to go. Thanks a lot for the call, Doug.
All right.
Thanks, Doug.
Let's jump right back into them again. If you want to get your spot, 833-288-0973. Talk to Dan. Dan's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Hi, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Great show, you guys. I really hate ever missing one, so I'm glad that I can get in. My question is, what's your favorite destination to go when you leave, and how many days is your, you know, that you like the best?
That's a good question.
Yeah, really good question.
I like them all.
Yeah.
You know, because everyone's a challenge. It's, as with most fishermen, we're type A personalities where we accept the challenge and appreciate competition. So whether it's a day and a half trip or a 14-day, it's. I love it. I mean,
it's cool.
Been doing it my whole life, and I've never worked a day in my life.
That's pretty
great.
Cool. So what about like the longer trips? Are those ones that I know you say all of the trips, but do you have a special like? Man, I can't wait to go down to the ridge, or I can't wait to go down and catch some big fish.
People ask me what my favorite fish to fish for, and they think, oh, you know, these 300 pounders and this. My favorite fish to catch is a yellowtail.
Yeah.
Because generally when we're catching yellowtail, everybody's catching them. They're all roughly the same size, and it's just sport fishing fun. Everyone's whooping it up, hooting and hollering. You start talking about the bigger trips like you were talking about, it becomes very emotional. So not only is it fishing, but it also becomes mental, where it's very emotional because – a lot of times we're fishing all day long for one bite, and there's many days where you don't get a bite, and so then the head game starts, and it's just very emotional, where if you were to ask me, well, what do I like to go fish for, it's yellowtail, because it's sport fishing at its finest.
Absolutely. And you can catch them in so many different ways. You like yellowtail, too?
Oh, love yellowtail fishing.
Yeah.
Mission Bell, Coronado Island.
Oh, yeah.
Me and my dad.
Yeah.
Nick Gates, John Collins. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That sounds good to me. Yeah. I'll take that.
Good stuff.
I know Bri's not lying when he says that, and the thing that cracks me up is he'll be in from a trip and go fishing, you know, with his wife or his buds and be coming into the shop and picking out bay bass plastics and asking the guys behind the counter what's been biting the bay. And you can tell 100% just as stoked to go catch a bay bass as a 300-pound yellowfin. Like, I can confirm he's not lying when he says he likes to fish everything.
He just likes to fish.
Yeah, like to fish.
Yeah, for sure.
Like to catch things.
Yeah, you've been getting some good halibut fishing, too.
Yeah, the halibut, during this whole, like, shutdown thing, it was obviously the sale of commercial fishing licenses went sky high.
Yeah.
You know, it's we were fishing against the crew of the Shogun, Gavin and those kids, all the three-quarter day kids. The competition did not stop. You know, this heavy competition on the water, but back there in the back bay drifting for halibut, it's very competitive as well.
He's like, I got a bigger one than you.
Yeah.
We had three. These guys only got two. We whooped up on them.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
I've said the story a bunch of times on the show, but it's one of my favorite things that Brian ever said. It was that he always wants everybody to catch a bunch of fish as long as he catches one more. You know, like as far as the, you know, whether it be on the queen or the angler or just himself, like I hope everybody gets in on it as long as we get on it just a little bit better. Yeah. Just a teeny bit.
Very generous on the water as long as we have the most.
Yeah.
Don Hanson's on the line. Good morning, Don.
Oh, boy.
Hey,
Don. Hey,
good morning.
Good morning.
Great to hear from you.
Hey, I want to thank Brian for a nice piece of
bluefin tuna that seemed to find my way this week. A couple of my good friends were out there, and I had a great, great time, fantastic time. So thanks for the tuna.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, it's always a pleasure having Bob on the boat and Roger. And it's, I'll tell you, that Bob and his story, Don Hansen's stories, they're unbelievable. Yeah, well, they're believable, but it's
yeah.
How you were his boss and just, oh, all the old times and how you're kind of hard-ass sometimes, but Mr. Hansen, the utmost respect, sir.
Thank you, Brian. And Glory, too. That was, you really want to learn a little bit about lobster. They know a little bit about that, too. They've done quite a
yeah.
bit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, and of course, when it comes to legends, boy, you certainly fit that category, Don, and all the stuff you've done for sport fishermen and stuff like that. We're certainly grateful to have a guy like you around.
You were talking about selfless acts of bait guys and things like that. You want to talk about a guy that has put in hours that none of us are even going to comprehend, strictly on behalf of all of us as sport fishermen.
Yeah.
And I mean, still today, like, you know, going and traveling and sitting in those meetings is just, it is not for everybody. And I know that sitting in a meeting is not Don Hansen's favorite thing to do. It's also catching a yellowtail, but the countless hours that he puts in just on our behalf for doing it are huge. And, man, I share the same thoughts as everybody else, and just a big thank you.
I listened to you when you were talking about Bill Poole, and Bill was on a barge in Oceanside, and I was on the barge at San Clemente. That goes back a couple of weeks ago, so.
Wow. Those were actually floating fishing barges?
Oh, yeah. Everybody had one. Oceanside had one. San Clemente had one. Newport had one. Redondo had them. You had them out at Ocean and San Diego. So.
Wow.
That went away with the half-day boats, and so things changed as they're supposed to do. And
yeah.
And you came up with the longer ranger trips, so they're even better. So, but, I mean, those two guys you're talking about, they're I would call them almost professional. But they could fish anywhere they want, and they want to fish with Brian, so I should tell Brian he does quite an operation. So I'll let you guys go and get off of here, and thanks for all the kind words.
Thanks, Don.
Thanks, Don.
Nice to hear from you, for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
Hello, this is Bill Varney from CCA California with a warning to all California anglers. Assembly Bill 3030 is here. AB 3030 proposes to conserve at least 30% of California's water and land by 2030. To date, California has already restricted or placed off limits nearly 40% of the fishable coast. With a current network of more than 145 marine protected areas, California is already recognized as a world leader in marine conservation. The state legislature is working quickly to make these possible closures a reality with no input from anglers. Are you going to let them take your fishing away again? It's time to join CCA if you're not already a member and stand up for your right to fish. Taking steps to help is easy. Join CCA if you're not already a member. Donate to CCA to fund the fight. Volunteer with CCA to join our army to help stand up for anglers and our right to fish. You'll find more information and a link to join at ccacalifornia.org.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. and RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Haggerty body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads, plus a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.